Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're happy to have you wherever you are and asking you as you call a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our effort is always seeking for the truth, seeking for the answer at a grassroots level, making an end your experiences and your visions and your dreams. Amen. The subject is a very deep subject, very well is out there, and people are doing it. Will Christians, though, commit murder and suicide? Will Christians commit murder and suicide? And we'll be addressing that as much as possible. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, upon the messages and the conversation, O God, and the visions and dreams that come forth. Because, Lord, you say where two or three touch and agree. Amen. You are in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you, inviting you and the Holy Spirit, O Lord, to be a part of our study and our conference in the name of Jesus. Knowing, God, that you are able to help us and all mankind. And, Lord, we need you to help your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We are always inviting you and you all over, amen, to come in and discuss your scriptures, your comments, your insights, your revelation. Amen, because we don't give no grades, no answers, because Jesus said where two or three come together, there he be in the midst. And sometimes it be, amen, a little strong meat. Sometimes can be, amen, words of wisdom or encouragement, amen. But God loves us all. God loves us all, amen. One of the basic tools that we always use and always stress, amen, is that the Word of God, the Word of God is our final answer. Amen. We believe that the written word of God, amen, that he's a director through the Holy Spirit. Amen. We use that. That's the textbook. Amen. We work between three or four different Bibles. Amen. The Amplified Bible, the King James Bible, the New International Bible, American Standard. Amen. Sometimes the Good News Bible. And we invite you, amen, to use your Bible interpretation. Amen. Long as it is dealing with, amen, the doctrines and of the patriarchs, amen, through Moses and all the Old Testament and the New Testament. We believe in the whole book, amen, both the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, because it all was given, Paul told Timothy, amen, for the edification, amen, for the growth and the teaching and the knowledge, that man of God can come forth, amen, speaking the words of truth, amen. So what we always do, excuse me, we'll lay out some scriptures and some areas here because of the fact is the truth today and time, Jesus said, there be many false teachers, many false teachers, and many, many, many false books. Amen, that be given. But you know, the truth will break forth. The truth will stand. Jesus told one of the apostles being, and Gamaliel came forth in the book of Acts, and he told them about the different things, the different people that came forth with all these kind of movements. And Gamaliel said, let's go ahead and let's leave him alone because of the fact that if it's not of God, it's going to come to naught. It's going to come to naught. You know, things pop up and movements pop up. I remember when the bell-bottom pants came out, and the different fad of clothing, a different fad of haircuts. Amen. It's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes says, but at the same time, amen, if it's not of God, it's going to come to naught. But we're addressing tonight, amen, very needful subject, and it has to be put out there, amen. We're going to try to put it out in love, amen. And we're starting with 1 John 5, 1 John the 5th chapter, and we'll probably go from there to there, but we'll leave room, amen. We see the board, is studio is already full, amen, of great men and women of God, and also other listeners. Also, before we go any further, you can always go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/ Doctrine of Truth, Doctrine of Truth, and you can pick up this program as well as many more programs. Amen. After we're off the air, and many more programs that already have been in progress, been recorded. So you can go back and have it for studio, ride in your car, in your home, wherever you are now. You can put it on speaker. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And the subject is, again, can Christians, amen, murder people and commit suicide? And 1 John 5:1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begotten loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He that overcometh the world, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is true. Seventh verse. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the Word, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son has God, has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has not made him, has made him a liar, because he that believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Amen. As we go on and begin to now to, that's one of the basics, scripture, keeping God's commandments. Amen. There are many groups out there saying that they are Christian because they carry the doctrine, amen, somewhere in their teaching, amen, that they use the word Christ, amen, and Jesus. And they say, oh, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in as a Savior or Deliverer. Amen. They do have the word Christ or Christian in their doctrine. But when it comes down to salvation, deliverance, and giving them eternal life, amen, that's where they draw the line. Amen. That's where they stop the conversation. Amen. But 1 John 4:4 say, ye are of God, little children, because ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, in the gospel according to John 3rd chapter, that you must be born again. Amen. We all must be born of the Spirit. We all must be born of the water. Amen. The new man, the inner man must be born again. All right, we're talking tonight and today, wherever you might be listening, amen. You can dial, you can push one on your phone, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we'll put you in. All right, we have a caller right now. The last four digits is 3664, area code 51561. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you? Calling from
all right.
California.
Yes, sir.
I just tuned in. And so I caught the tail end of what you was talking about, but I just want to come in and share something with you because I'm going to mess up some people's theology here.
Go right ahead.
Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he has promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. I want to stop right there. Paul called it the Holy Scripture, correct? This is the truth of God. Okay, so I was brought up, and many others in the African-American culture with saying the Holy Bible. So as doing my research and studying, I can't find Bible in the Scripture. And then I went to Daniel 10:21. Let's go there. Daniel chapter number 10. And verse 21. So I'm going to turn there. Bishop, can you bear with me? Are you there? Are you there
ahead.
In that chapter? Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay, hold on for a minute here. 36. Daniel 10, chapter 10, I said, Daniel 10, verse 21. Daniel 10, verse 21. And it's and it reads, I mean, 8:10:21. Correct?
Okay.
It says, but I will show thee that which is not in the Scripture of the truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Okay, again, I want to go back to the instructions where it says the Scripture of truth.
Okay.
So when we go through the Bible, we don't we go through the Scriptures, correct?
Yes,
we don't see Bible in here because that came from the Catholics, and that's not the truth. So the Bible says don't add or take away. So you can't say Bible, and from here on out, for me, I will not say Bible because the apostles said Holy Scripture. Daniel said Holy Scripture. The prophet said Holy Scripture, and Jesus said Holy Scripture. Amen. So when we study and when we being taught, people believe what they hear. We're conditioned to say the word Bible. But when you search the Scripture, Bible is not in there, in the Scripture. And I'm going to do everything in my power to stop saying Bible. because it's not in the word. It's not in the Holy Scripture. So I'm going to say what Daniel said, what Paul said, what the apostles said, and what Jesus said. They call it the Holy Scripture. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I know a lot of people are a lot of people mind are just like whoa, you know, because they've been conditioned to hear the word Bible. Being in theology, and this is my senior year, God has really been dealing with me and showing me, and because I'm all about truth, like you said. The false prophets are out there. Yeah, we got to deal with that. But the only way we're going to know, we as preachers and teachers and apostles and bishops can deal with it, is dealing with the truth of God and giving the people the truth, because it's about holiness. You know, you want, it's not about, you know, prosperity. You want prosperity? Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In all these things, you know, because that's flesh. You know, I don't spend my time watching all these Christian TV and, you know, all these different superstars, quote unquote, that the world has with the pastors. And I'm out here in California with a couple of them. So, but, you know, it's just that it's about the truth. And that is so much in my heart, and I just have to put that out there, because I know some people are, you know, they're conditioned, and but when you study and do your research and you being truthful about the word of God, you got to come to the truth, and that's what you're teaching, and I hope that you will continue to do that. But just to understand, for me, I'm going to try with all my being not to ever say Bible again, because I'm going to say what the apostles, what Paul, Daniel, Jesus, the prophets said, Holy Scripture, amen? And that's what I have to say about that.
Very good, very good. You start off a good point there, and always, you always hear me adjust that, say, well, we use the, you know, the Bibles. Some have New Covenants, which is also appropriate. The Old Covenant, New Covenant, all the Testament, Old Testament, New Testament, the Covenant, you know, Paul was talking about, you know, takes the blood. We are in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, also, you hit it very carefully, as well as 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, 16 verse, say, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, through and furnished. Scriptures is true. Jesus said in the gospel, he came in the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The scriptures. Amen. We're beginning to study and search the word and wrestle with the word. The scriptures is powerful. He came in the scriptures. Amen, amen. All right, God bless you. We have another caller.
God bless you.
Amen, thank you for heading us out. Amen, that's what we're about. God bless you. Push one, we have another call on the line. Amen, 850-2337. Amen, God bless you. God bless you. You're on air.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Good evening. How's everybody? That was a real powerful scriptures that the gentleman from California came with. But you know, I was listening to you. Can Christians commit murder?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
You know, I've been doing a little study here, and I went to Proverbs 3 and 5, and I have to remember this right here, and I do this on a daily basis. If I lean not on my own understanding and acknowledge God in everything that I do, then he will direct my path. And then I have to go back to Psalms 1. I have to meditate on God's word day and night, night and day. I have to chew on it, because if I don't chew on that word, my mind becomes one, you know, like a cell phone going the wrong Like back first bought a cell phone. If you get out of the area that they didn't have a tower, your cell phone will go in the room and they'll charge you a different price.
Okay.
That's the way my mind will get like that. My mind will get charged at a different price, and it'll be way over in somebody else's yard when I need to be over in my yard.
Okay.
It'll be the neighbor that speeds by the house, and I get upset with him and don't even like the neighbor that's right next door to me. If you know, because I'm getting out of God's word. I'm not studying to show myself approved. I'm not praying. I'm not giving God my time, my talent, and my tithe. I'm not doing it. When I don't do things like that, the world come back in. I say I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm this and I say I'm that, but I'm in the world. And when you get in the world, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my children that all the time. You got to meditate on God's word. You got to know that God's word will pierce you like a two-headed, like a sword, and it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people, the teachers, the people that lead us. The word don't discriminate. It's for everybody. And it applies to everybody. And so I said this to him. It's like Cain and Abel. He didn't do anything. The other teacher had hatred in his heart. So he killed him.
Hmm.
He just had hatred in his heart. But no reason is jealousy. And, you know, that go back to the fruits of the Spirit. Want to tell you about jealousy, anger, murder, drunkenness, ludicrousness, all of this other stuff, envy. When all that build up, then murder come with it. But if I stay in the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, love, long-suffering, faithfulness, happiness, kindness, meekness, I allow the Holy Spirit to run my life. And when I do that, I look like I'm doing good, but that'd be Jesus. That'd be the Holy Spirit. And I can't take no credit for it, because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. For I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It didn't say some things.
Mm-hmm.
A righteous man might fall seven times.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus will hold him up. So when I pray, when I pray in the spirit, I don't entertain those thoughts of hurting my neighbor or hurting somebody or doing something crazy, because I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm asking God, the Holy Spirit already is, to let the comforter lead my life. And then the yoke is easy and it's sweet. My sleep be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say,
All right. God bless you. We always have, you can put that on the table. Amen. We got to meditate. Amen. We started off, saying that all scriptures, we got to stay in the scriptures. Jesus said he came in the scriptures, was written. The prophets and all. All right, we have another caller. Amen. 561 3 we had 850 again. No, we had gotta check the callers now. We have a technician gonna type us in here. Amen. We had a caller at we have to stay in the scriptures. We have to stay, amen, in the word of God, because it's not going to come back. It's not going to come back void. Amen. And God's commandments is our guideline. And like the caller was saying, all right, well, I think we have another call at 561-4556. I believe it. We have another caller coming out of area code 561-4556. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you.
God bless Praise you, the man. Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
All right. All right. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to say that I feel in my spirit that if you are a Christian, you will not commit murder. You will not commit suicide willingly. In other words, if you are of Christ, you will not sin.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind is in Christ, but if you are influenced, if you are in some kind of demonic influence, you might do anything. But when you are a man or a woman of God, a child of God, you are gifted with the fruits of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And you have patience, you have love, you have understanding, and you have patience, and you have self-control. So I feel anything out of control is something that's not guided by the Spirit, that is the flesh. So my stand on that, yes, if we're not if we're not in camp with the Holy Spirit, if we don't have it on indwelling on the inside, if we're not doing the things that it says to keep us, we're subject to fall for the snares of the enemy. That's why we have to have our armor on, mainly on our helmet, amen, to protect
mm-hmm.
our mind, and we got to watch what comes into our heart, what comes out of our heart, amen. So I feel that we're flesh, but we're also spirit. So we have what you call a balance now. Before, when we was out of balance, we would say anything. But if we're in Christ Jesus and He is in us, we are new creatures. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. We're rolling on pretty good. We have a lot on the table. Amen. The Holy Spirit always coming up in the Holy Scriptures. Amen. Now we're at 754-7506. 754-7506. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hi.
God bless you.
Hello.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bishop. This Sister Thomas. The two thoughts came to me: unforgiveness and hatred. And we have to be careful about holding unforgiveness and hatred toward anybody. Not in all cases, but we have to be careful about unforgiveness and hatred.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Jesus said one time, the gates of hell, amen, shall not prevail. And when we start dealing with the flesh, amen, it opens up a lot of gates, unforgiveness, amen, hatred, amen, jealousy, so many things that we have to strive to keep ourselves, keep our mind. Paul said, renew the mind. Amen. We need to do construction on our mind. All we have to do is change the subject, change the channel. When you start thinking on something, you find yourself, amen, out there, and the Holy Spirit say, hold on now. You, like the first brother was saying, you find yourself in somebody else's backyard or street. You say, hold on, let's change this mind. Cause the old mind needs to be changed. It's got to be worked on. God bless you. We're enjoying that. Amen. We are running right along because we don't have the commandments of God. I know we're in the days of Noah. Jesus said we in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. And we can see people attacking authority. Amen. Mm-hmm. There was no authority in the days of Noah and Lot. So anybody in authority, amen, you should have to be challenged by anyone because that spirit, amen, is moving through the land, moving through the land. All right, we have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're moving pretty long, and we have to address this type of subject from time to time. Because people think you can do anything and go to heaven, anything to go to heaven, any kind of way. Amen. You forgot. Amen. When we leave here, we'll be spirit. We're spiritual, and our spirit, we're going to be caught up with Him. We're not going to be in the flesh. Amen. Flesh and blood cannot make it in. and will not make it in, amen, all the 30-some years, amen, of pastoring and ministering when we go commit the body, amen. I didn't see no trucks backing up with people's furniture and clothes, and amen, their bank accounts out there in the funeral, amen. All of this, their one plain body, and you can't take it with you. You cannot take it with you. So what we're going to do now, I think the part we're having, we're going to turn the corner, amen, the consequences of leaving here without Jesus, leaving this earth, that the lie has been put out there. Some say, well, I'm going to leave this earth, and if I leave this earth and get out of here, I won't have to worry about no more responsibilities. I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm all right. Amen. And it's a lie. It's a lie. Amen. The enemy that told a lie. Amen. And there were. Sometimes you feel that, well, I'm going to church. I'm walking with the church and the church and the ministry. Amen. And I'm all right. Well, we need to address Judas. We need to address Judas. Amen. Judas made it, but he didn't make it to the upper room. Judas was there all the time. He was in 3.5 years. Right there in the boardroom, 3.5 years, addressing and budgeting. Amen. And watching every miracle. Amen. On the ship. Amen. When Jesus walked on water with Peter, and Peter walked on water, they was in the ship. When Jesus came out from below and spoke to the wind, Judas was there. Amen. People want to see some signs. Signs. Oh, signs will help us get saved. Signs. Amen. The children of Israel. Amen. The children of Israel, they saw Moses, through God, perform many miracles through Moses. Amen. But now we are in the new covenant. We are in the new covenant. Amen. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. We are up under the New Testament. The testator had died. He left a will. Amen. He left a will for us. Amen. All we have to do is accept him. We got the promises. The promises, God have not forgotten us. Songs say God has not forgotten his promises. Amen. You can push one on the phone. We can ready to turn the corner. Amen. Those of you, all right, area code 305-4271. God bless you on the air. God bless you, doctor.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm listening to the conversation, and it's kind of puzzling. Because today there's a whole lot of things that are going on that's not of God. In the word, there's a famine, as it seems, by the word of God. And there's a whole lot of mixture. You know, it's good to put out your thoughts, but then we need the Spirit of God to keep us on the right track. And that's what God have given. It's a necessity for all of us to have that, because we can join right in with the world. There was a thought from some powerful evangelist some years ago saying that you can commit suicide and yet be saved, you see. But when you look at the scripture, God has given us life, and that's through Christ Jesus. And you can't remove that when he gives you life. But now, here's the thing. The plan is that when he gives you life, one has to continue in it. When you start talking about suicide, you got to be looking at self. Now, you do suicide, a Christian do suicide, well, therefore he murders himself. Now, I say that on the grounds that Peter said, if you add on to your faith, now we talking Christian now.
Yes,
we not talking about what's not acceptable with God. When you add on to your faith, he said you shall never fall. In other words, you got to stay with God. If you stay mm-hmm. with God and continue in the doctrine, you'll never fall. Your mind won't come to a suicide. Destruction won't come upon you. Now, when you're looking at the spiritual sense of our walking, Bishop, you can commit murder with your tongue. You see?
Okay.
You can kill the influence of the spirit working in someone else. You can kill others' influence. That's in the body. That's what the apostles spoke out against. That's what you started with John. John said you love one another. Now if you don't love you haven't even come into life if you don't love your brother. You see.
All
so
right.
That's in the sense that's suicide. You leave the body, you leave Christ, you committing suicide. You see what I'm saying? You already, if you love your brother, you have passed from death to life. You see, but now you start hating, and just like you have been teaching so long on forgiveness, now I caught on to that, you see. If you don't forgive, you commit murder. Because it's just going to be you that's going up in flames. You see what I'm saying? So
yes,
walking
sir.
In the word of God, you shall never fall. See, that's not, God save us and bring us from that old mind of destruction, self-pity, wanting to kill yourself. I've been delivered from that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what was that Paul wrote to? I think it was to the Galatians. You know, he said all that stuff you come that God saved you. He said you don't even mention that junk. You see, you don't even talk about that because you passed on from that. You see what I'm saying? And therefore, he also come back and he says, now, if you do these things, you start talking about. All this stuff that's going on and entertaining different stuff. He said, then you can't be saved. You won't be saved. You see? So what I'm saying is during our whole conversation with God, he continually calling us toward him. You see what I'm saying? He calling us, amen, from destruction. He calling us into life, you see? And you notice it has such a powerful influence on the world because, listen, God had called his apostles from all that stuff, and yet the world was trying to kill them. You get what I'm saying? So look at the influence, you see. And so that's what I take. You cannot commit. It's not a part of your vocabulary, committing suicide. That you hear these people talking about depression and all that kind of stuff. No, if you're thinking on Jesus, I don't care what your problem is, you look at that 27th chapter, St. Matthew, and read at how they did Jesus help. They slapped him around. He knew no sin. That will only change your mind. It'll break your heart. You just keep talking about it. And you see, who are you? Amen. When we were slated for hell, slated for death, slated for the grave, and the Lord saved us. So ain't no looking back. You get what I'm saying? So that's all I better say about that.
Amen. Very good. Holy Spirit leading us. We went from physical death to spiritual death. Amen. You can kill your brother with your mouth. Amen. With your tongue. Amen. You can speak blessings. Amen. Or death. Amen. In the tongue. Life is in the tongue. So we have to be very careful, amen, how we talk to people and talk about people. And, amen, we have to stay in the Word. We have to stay with Him. There's no need of talking back, going back, looking back. Amen. It's nothing good. If you turn your head too long driving, you're going to tap something in the front. Amen. God bless you. As always, we, amen, the Lord blessing us. Amen. We hope our effort here, amen, of doctrine of truth, amen, that we all be able to help someone or help ourselves to go out and help those, especially those babes in Christ in the day and time. Jesus said it's a time of sorrow. Amen. So that when that gates of sorrow open up, amen, the Holy Spirit has to be there, amen, in a person's life. Amen. He has to be there. He has to be, amen, a friend. All right, we're going to area code 910 again and 6600. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. I wanted to weigh in on the topic tonight. You could have let Elder go a little bit longer there. He was hitting some good points there tonight. I've enjoyed it thus far, listening to everyone's comments. Just wanted to weigh in a little bit on suicide. That was a very, very good subject for me to weigh in on, being of different points of my life. I was in that state of wanting to just end it all. And I can really speak from my own experiences. For me personally, what caused it was, even though I was raised in the church, I knew the scriptures, I knew the word, you know, it was no scripture that nobody could tell me that would bring me out of it. I just had to realize that I didn't have faith in God. It was just that simple. You know, it was the opposite. One of the opposites of faith is fear. And I had fear that the situations, I wouldn't say the situation, the consequences of some of the things I did in my life, I was facing those consequences. And as I began to face the consequences on some of the mistakes I made, it put me in a fear of where my life was headed. And it was a plan of the enemy to have me take myself out of here, because he knew that there was a plan for my life. And if I would ever get it right, then I was headed on the right path. And there would be so many lives affected by my life. But his plan was to have me feel defeated, have me feel like God wasn't for me. And I began to feel like, you know what, what's the use? You know, I might as well just take the easy road and go on about my business. What's the use? And even got to a point where one night I sat on the side of the highway, and I sat in my car, and I sat in the car, and I pulled out in the middle of the highway. And as I pulled out in the middle of the highway, I saw an 18-wheeler coming. Mm-hmm. And it had to be an angel of the Lord, because I don't know how the truck got around me. The truck got around me, didn't touch the car, and I'm sitting in the middle of the highway. And when I looked up, I closed my eyes and laid down in the car. And when I looked up, mm-hmm. he was on the other side of me, blowing his horn, going down the highway, and he didn't touch the car. And I knew then, I said, there has to be a real strong call on my life. And I knew then, I said, the enemy really don't want me to live. And I knew from there that was a spirit, and I really didn't have the faith that I thought I had. And it really stirred my faith up and really allowed me to go forward. But because of all those things, there's one thing for a child or a young person to be raised up in church, and you take your child to church, you show them the scriptures, you show them what's right from wrong. But it's another thing for them to know Jesus for themselves. They know it for themselves. They won't have fear of life. They'll have faith. But a lot of times when we're young, we know what our daddy say about Jesus. We know what our mama say about Jesus. But we don't know for our personal self until we really get in a situation where all of that teaching and all of that knowledge has to be used. That's when we start developing that personal relationship, and that, wait a minute, I got scriptures to back up what I'm going through. I need to be speaking the word over my situation. You know, until we get in those situations, you know, I think young people, they don't really realize and have that personal relationship a lot of times. And that's what I found for myself. I really didn't have that personal relationship like I needed to with God. I just knew about God and from other people, from what I was taught. I didn't know for myself. And when I learned for myself and I developed that personal relationship, and it's like no matter what comes, no matter what goes, I still had a relationship with God. And it just took me to another level. And so I just wanted to, you know, share with the listeners tonight, suicide is a very, very strong trap of the enemy to take the lives of not only older people, but especially young people. Is really one of the strongest issues and the strongest battles that young people face, especially when they get in their early teens, 19, 20 years old, and they graduate and things might not be going like they expected, or they had hopes of going to college and that might not have worked out, or they might have had some hopes, they might have had a child at an early age. There's one of the traps of Satan and get them to take them out of here and get them just give up on life. So it's really a stronghold that has to be broken off of young people's lives and off of different people's lives, because it's really, it had me bound for years. And, you know, depression, it had me really bound. It took me years to break that. So it's really a good subject that's on the air tonight. I encourage everybody listening that, you know, get something out of this subject, because it's really, there's a lot of people walking around right now who are fighting this, and we just don't know it because they might not be releasing it. They might be afraid to release this. There's a lot of people going through this.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. It's, because of lack of knowledge, amen, knowing the scriptures, get a personal relationship. Amen. If you have a friend you call all the time, you get that relationship. Jesus wants that personal relationship through prayer and scripture. Amen. And the church atmosphere, being among a group, amen, of believers, amen, and that we're praying for one another. Very good, as always. Amen. Thank you for calling, Carolina, and we thank God, amen, for your ministry. And you have some books out. I think we have some books that we can announce again. Amen. Are you, amen. We're going to go into, amen, I guess our author's still on the air. We have another caller.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go announce your books real quickly there.
You can go on Amazon, you can go on Barnes & Noble, or download on Kindle, Walter Wardlaw, Jr., W-A-R-D-L-A-W, Jr. There's seven books that's out currently. The latest one is called Faith, Where Is Your Faith in God? And it's a very powerful, stirring your faith up. Is it really believing in God? Is your number one source for your income, is it God or is it your job? Those are some of the questions. It's really questioning your faith. Those are lacking in faith, or those are really not being doubting. This is really a book that stirs up your faith. Again, that's Walter Wardlaw, Jr. You can look it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or download on your Kindle device.
Okay. All right, very good. God bless you as always. Amen. I think we have another caller. Amen. Eric Cole, 111. Last four digits is 11. 11. God bless you. God bless you on there. Go right ahead. Amen. 111, are you still there? No, I think he's not there. We lost him. Amen. The scripture talked about, amen, those that we don't know the knowledge. We don't understand. Hosea said about people being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. People don't realize when you leave this earth, amen, Matthew is talking about it be weeping and gasping of teeth. Amen. Worms that won't die. Amen. And quench of darkness and fire. Or area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Yes, sir. Doc, you on that?
Listen to Brother Warloff there. He kind of stirred my mind.
Yes,
the reality, Bishop, we are living in the time that we must go with the reality of the word. We must hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And we must also know the voice of the Lord. Make certain that we are hearing, you understand, the Spirit of God. Now, mm-hmm. I said that because the Lord just alerted me to the fact that there is a real devil. There's so many trying to compel us that he's a myth. He's
okay.
just a force. But there is a real devil.
Yes,
and what's happening today, I fear to say, is that there's so much agreement with him. See, he coming as a he has to come as an angel of light. He come as your dear friend. He got your answer. You see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
he's bringing people to those points where they are walking away from the Lord. They're just dropping it. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Now, this
mm-hmm.
happened over a series of times. This is why I think I've heard you can't have coffee with the devil. You can't go out to lunch with him and then have dinner with him, too. You
yes,
see?
Sir.
Because he going to persuade you. He going to get you to cooperate with him. Now, he might be talking to you about your neighbor. But it ain't
mm-hmm.
your neighbor what he wants. He wants your soul. You see what I'm saying? So
okay.
he's very subtle. He's very slick, and he's crafty. You see what I'm saying? And back
mm-hmm.
to what you said, it takes the Holy Ghost to
yes,
defeat
sir.
Him. It takes
mm-hmm.
only the Holy Ghost, because he's you remember in the beginning there, it said he is the most subtle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And now why Satan picked him. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And that's
mm-hmm.
why he called the old serpent, because
mm-hmm.
he agreed with the devil. You see what I'm saying? So there's a
mm-hmm.
depth there, but the simple point that I'm making is in all of our getting, we need to understand what God is saying to us. You know, the day is so fast and so much knowledge. Sometimes the Lord is spelling S-T-O-P. And
okay.
He tells us to stop and take a look at what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes
yes,
you look at the scripture. The Spirit said, now just take a look at that. Delight yourself in it. Get a clear understanding. But when you so ran to go, and even in my life, in my short time I've had with God, I come to see that you got to hear him. You see,
yes.
you got to have ears open to him, because the devil can speak and he can sound just like God is talking to you. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But the Spirit
yes.
of God lifts a standard, and I can testify that if you come in agreement with the devil in little things, in little family matters, with your money, you see what I'm saying? You're going to suffer repercussions. And that's what I want to say.
Very good, very good. 1 Peter 5 and 6. 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may be exalted in due time. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Okay, with another caller, 561-3664. God bless you. God bless you, Brother
Derek. I just want to say that this has been a great day,
yes,
hearing testimonies and knowing, but we as Christians, because I'm talking to Christians now. It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in the church that are going through a lot, but putting on this mask like, you know, they're so blessed and got it together. But I just want to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Keep thy foot when thou
mm-hmm.
goest to the house of God, and
mm-hmm.
be more ready to hear than
mm-hmm.
to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Now, what? Let's break it down. It's saying be more ready to hear. So going to church is just like going to college.
Okay.
You have to pay attention. You can't be texting and, you know, and doing all that. Ain't nothing important where you just can't be attentive and observant and sit down and hear the man of God teach the word. Keep your foot. Just sit down and listen and hear the word of God, because you're teaching. You know, people are hearing, but they're not applying. They're listening, but they're not applying. So we have to be observant. We have to sit down and be attentive to what the man of God is teaching, because that's wisdom that you're getting. That's what you go there for, wisdom, mm-hmm. and how to apply it to your life and walk this thing. Because out here in California, I'm telling you, psychological problems, that it is so crowded here. You got people out here just walking around that possessed, you know, and homeless. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. But, you know, Christians, you know, that's the biggest problem we have in this world. But, yes, we have to be attentive to the word of God. And it's very important that we do that. And to hear people of black men, you know, on the phone and calling in and that really have a heart for God is truly a blessing, because, you know, they try to count us out. But we have some strong men that know who they are and whose they are, you know. Yeah. And it's truly a blessing. And I really enjoyed this.
God bless you.
It's been a blessing. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. The Bible said, where two or three come together, amen, the Holy Spirit feeds us, feed our spirit, and strengthen us. Amen. We're going down to the, amen, the latter end now. We always call in to have prayer. We'd like to have about three or four prayers. We've got about 3 minutes. Amen. Short prayer, amen, for the listeners and those that are, amen, call a friend, tell a friend. You can always go back over this broadcast, amen, and share it. Amen. We have a caller. Okay, we have a prayer, 754-7506, to give us a prayer. God bless you. Go right ahead. I think it was Thomas on it. Give us a prayer. Amen. I think she hit it by. All right. All right. We're going into our prayer time. Amen. All right. All right. Doc down there, 305. Give us started off with a prayer. God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you so much for your great love you have for us today. We thank you for the program tonight. We thank you for your speaking over the air, that people will have a clear understanding that in you there is no darkness at all. So we just praise you for this program, and we thank you for Bishop, and we come in agreement with him. Amen, that you cannot commit suicide and commit murder and yet enter in. So we just praise you for joy tonight. And the Holy Ghost says we wish that blessings come upon all those that are listening tonight, that the understanding will be enlightened. We ask you, O God, that you would teach us, O God, to keep looking to you in this hour, O God, that we stay away from sin and stuff that we cannot give an account for in that great day. So we just praise you tonight. Strengthen all and save the lost tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we ask these things. Amen.
All right. Would you mind give a 30-second prayer? My name, give us a 30-second prayer. We got 1 minute. Amen. Do we have another caller? Amen. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Brother Robert, God bless you.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all a joy. We pray tonight for the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. Lord, we pray for meekness, temperance. Lord, we pray for goodness, faith, long-suffering, peace, love, joy. Lord, kindness. Lord, we ask that each and every person under the sound of my voice be blessed 10 times fold. Bless their family members. Bless their very existence. Give them transportation grace, Lord. Lord, give them each and everything that they desire in their heart that is righteous. Lord, we pray for the people that get murdered every day. Lord, that the gift of the Holy Spirit be with them, for they are innocent souls. Lord, we ask you for constant guidance. Thank you for blessing this broadcast. Thank you for Bishop. Thank you for his wife. Lord, we just love you. And we're in constant existence with you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God bless you.
And amen.
Until we meet again, God bless you.